This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Stocks in private prison corporations have been soaring. Among others, there's the biggest one, Corrections Corporation of America. Its stock went up 45% on the news that it will be a Trump White House. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
The companies that run private prisons are actually in the real estate business. In a sense, they're landlords whose clients are federal and state agencies. Natasha Frost is a professor at Northeastern University.
There was a real boom in privatization of prisons in the late 90s through the early 2000s.
But the industry took a hit after the U.S. Justice Department in August said it would end its use of private prisons. Now, though, it's possible that the federal government will do a 180. Here's Donald Trump at an MSNBC town hall during his campaign.
I think we can do a lot of privatizations and private prisons. It seems to work a lot better.
Still, Frost says the federal government doesn't have the power to ramp up privatization across the board because most people are in state and not federal prisons.
We are talking about relatively small numbers of our millions of prisoners.
One area that could be huge for these companies, though, is immigrant detention. Many detention centers are private, and Donald Trump wants to detain and ultimately kick out millions of people. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.